Case number 10865, Katie Bell and Nicole Davick, north of Row 278, Munchie Branch Road, west of Pilot Drive, being lot 19 within Breakwater State Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Larry Pfeiffer. I'm a lawyer. My Supreme Court bar ID number is 366, and I appear on behalf of the applicants in this request for a variance. The applicants are the present owners of the property in question. I believe that there is a petition and a copy of the survey of the property before you. They are the owners, Ms. Davick and Ms. Bell are the owners since they purchased this property on or about May 3 of this year, 2011. They contracted to buy this property, and in the course of preparations for settlement, a survey was prepared, and it indicated that there was a one-foot encroachment into the side yard on one side, which can be seen on the survey prepared by Wingate and Eschenbach. This property is located in the existing subdivision of Breakwater Estates, and the property was sold to the present owners, the applicants, by the estate of the previous owner, a Mr. Pulcinella. Here with us tonight is Tony Pulcinella Jr., who is the executor of that estate, which sold this property to the applicants. Upon seeing the encroachment of 1 foot on the survey, certainly questions were asked, and I understand that the surveyor opined that what with the advancements in survey techniques with global positioning electronics, or however it's done, they're much more accurate these days than they used to, and that certainly any survey that may have been prepared back in the early 90s when this house was constructed might well have indicated that it was within the 10-foot setback requirement. In other words, that there was not a violation known at that time. We do know that the house was built in the early 90s between 1991 and 1994, and that a building permit was issued, and that a certificate of occupancy was also granted after the house was constructed. I submit to the board that the standards this situation fits complies with the standards required for a variance, and that this is a unique circumstance in that, as you can see from the survey, this is a very unique property. Mm-hmm. It's a very odd-shaped lot. Secondly, there is only, according to the most recent survey, a one-foot encroachment. There is an exceptional practical difficulty due to this unique situation in that the only way to make it comply, I guess, would be to somehow chop 1 foot of the corner of this house off to bring it into compliance. I think that could be considered a hardship, and I'm sure would economically it would cost, in the thousands of dollars to do that. As to the possibility of development, this is not applicable because the property is already fully developed, and the variance obviously is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. This is a residence. It was originally constructed as the residence for Mr. Pulcinella's father, and he resided there until his death, using it as his primary residence, he and his wife. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The purchasers in this property were under the impression that the property complied with all known requirements at the time the contract was entered into. By way of explanation, the settlement of the property was conducted, and a substantial amount of money was placed into escrow by the buyers, subject to their obtaining of an appropriate variance in order to bring the property into compliance. The effect on the surroundings, there will be absolutely none. I mean, the property, the house will continue to exist as it always has. It won't change. We're not asking to change anything but to leave the status quo. The variance will not impair any use of any adjoining properties. It will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The extent of this variance requested is the least possible modification of the regulations in that all we're asking for is the 1 foot that would bring it into compliance. Certainly the variance is necessary to afford the relief requested. Based upon this information and all of the facts and circumstances surrounding this case, we respectfully request that the board consider granting this variance as requested. I'll be happy to address any questions that the board may have, and I'll also be happy to call Mr. Pulcinella to testify if there's any questions that he should answer.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
No questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10865, as I don't believe it alters structural character in the neighborhood. It wasn't created by the applicant. The minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10865. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.